Get away from her, you bitch!
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Ian, freeze!
Get the cat!
Get rid of the fire!
Dear Sam, hip.
You're listening to DMR.
I'll be throwing one of these in with every purchase of $500 million or more. It's a piece.
Welcome back to DMR. Thank you for tuning back in. Happy New Year 2024. Hard to believe we're already in a new year, which means another big year ahead for movies and films. So we're going to kick right off into it. So we're going to be reviewing a movie that hasn't hit the silver screen as of yet called Cult Killer, starring Alice Eve and, of course, Antonio Banderas. So I'd like to give a big thank you to Harpoon Productions along with Saban Films for this exclusive viewing of this film before it even hits the silver screen. So thank you guys, much appreciated. And before we kick off, let's go over an immaculate looking suit from our partners, MJ Bale. So here we have the Bolt Performance Jacket and Trousers, slim fit nonetheless. So the Bolt Performance Jacket is created from 99% wool and 1% elastane wool woven in Italy into a performance shark skin. Have a look at that. Cut to our slim fit with natural shoulders. It features a half canvas construction and is fully lined with a Bemberg Q Pro twill. That is a bit of a mouthful, but definitely a sharp looking black suit that will fit you very, very well, especially when you've got a big occasion or if you are chairman of the board for your next meeting. A must for your MJ Bale collection.
So what's it like being a private investigator?
The job is lonely. You're set up for hours watching the monsters.
Sounds perfect.
I'll show you how to run the business, how to protect yourself, how to shoot.
So we've got the film Cult Killer starring Antonio Banderas and Alice Eve. So Banderas, the man needs no introduction. He's a brilliant actor. He's been in a fair few films right from the 90s up until the present day. Of course, probably the most memorable would be Desperado. And I think he was also in Once Upon a Time in Mexico, the follow-up to that film with Johnny Depp in it as well. So go back and check out those films if you haven't. And of course, you've got Alice Eve. She's been in a whole heap of films as well. Probably the most memorable for me would be Star Trek Into Darkness. I saw that a couple of years ago. I've got it on Blu-ray. I'm not a huge fan of Star Trek movies. However, that was probably the most memorable for me. And the films that have come out since then have been quite good as well. So go back and check them out. So Cult Killer, this is definitely a gritty detective thriller type movie. Banderas is a detective at the start of the film where he meets Alice Eve in a bar. She's an alcoholic basically, and he rescues her from that style of life and brings her into the world of being a detective. So they've got a pretty close relationship in the film. I'm going to dance around spoilers as much as I can, but basically the film jumps back and forth with her going to him for advice all the way out throughout the film. But there is a situation or a crime that takes place pretty early in the film, which is somewhat shocking, and it's up to Alice Eve's character to deal with that throughout the rest of the film and try to basically solve it.
But let me introduce you to Cassie Holt.
Hi.
She's a colleague of my friend Mikhail Tellini. I hereby appoint you, Cassie Holt, special investigator to the murder of a brother investigator.
So the film is set in Dublin, if memory serves. So the cinematography in this particular film is very good to look at. So the way that they've shot this has got plenty of like dark blues and browns and stuff like that. So when Alice Eve's character is in, let's say, a mansion, it looks very claustrophobic at times and really draws you in as the viewer from a point of view of this particular detective and how she is unraveling the case. So basically, there's one main villain in the particular film. Again, I'm not going to go into too many spoilers about it, that basically she has to come up against. And how it all pans out in the end is pretty decent, I felt. I didn't expect how it would end up, especially the relationship that she has with this particular killer. You don't see it going the way that you would expect it to go. So Alice Eve's character basically has to plunge her hand into the filth that is the underworld of what is happening with these crimes that are basically taking place. And it's up to her to obviously go back and suss out information from other detectives as well. And of course, you do see her go back and discuss certain items with Antonio Banderas throughout the film. So she really does hold this film together. Again, Antonio Banderas is in the film 100%, but it's definitely Alice Eve is the main character in the film Cult Killer.
Whatever they were looking for, I'm guessing they didn't find.
Continue tracking the money trail.
Did it say anything about a hidden room?
Not supposed to be any hidden rooms.
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
So what I like about this particular film, it is quite watchable. As I said, the runtime on it is very fair. The cinematography is very, very good to look at as well. So I really do love that British or Great Britain, Ireland, Scotland type of a detective or a thriller, because obviously the climate over there is quite cold. Obviously, it's very different to here in Australia, but that gloomy type of underworld feel looks very good to watch up on the screen. Some of the parts of this particular film reminded me of the show and the movie that came out recently, which was Luther. If you haven't seen Luther with Idris Elba, go back and check that one out. It's definitely that gritty British style of thriller type show. This is no different here. So you've got the main character, as I said, which is Alice Eve, a great role in this particular film, and everybody around her, the supporting cast, does a great role as well with the characters that they are handed. So well done to her.
It's a murder. That hardly ever happens in our world.
The last time a private investigator solved a murder was never.
Maybe not, but I promise you that I will.
You stabbed 8 times.
In broad daylight.
So the pros and cons to Cult Killer. So the pros, again, cinematography in the film is very good to look at. The acting in it is pretty damn good, I must say. Everybody is very believable with their particular characters, especially some of the villains or villain. I'm not going to go into too many spoilers again about who is who in the zoo, but it all wound up pretty well when you're watching it up on the screen. Again, very fair runtime on this particular film, so it is due out in cinemas in January or mid-January, I think it is. So again, thank you very much to Harpoon Productions and of course the Band Films as well for this exclusive viewing. But definitely go and check this one out in the cinema. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat 100%. So thank you for tuning in tomorrow view for Cult Killer. And as always, laters on the menjay.
God, we sell them for money. When does this end?
The most they'll look like everyone else out there. The predator strength is camouflage.
I'm gonna find you.
Don't let the most they win.
No, never again.
They're obsessed with legacy.
Cassie!
I'm gonna kill you.
So there you have it, the first cab off the rank for 2024, which is Cult Killer. Make sure you do catch it at the cinema. Cheers.